Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show that we're doing tonight. If you're listening now or listening later, I'm glad you're here. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm sure that some of you do that are listening right now. I am a type 1 diabetic, or diabetic coach. And what does that mean? That means I help people with type 1 diabetes to find the best possible solution, for themselves with diet, exercise, and mindset. Because when you get all three of those together, and you can do that now, then you can have a normal blood sugars. You can do that. You don't flatline yet, but there will be a time in the near future where we will. Flatline means that our sugars are stable. And you can do that now with the proper diet, proper exercise, and also your mindset. And that's important. So that's what I want to talk about tonight is type 1. But I want to talk about it from the perception of when you meet a guy or a girl and they become your sweetheart, how do you tell them about your type 1 diabetes? I've had it for 48 years, and that is still something that I'm not at times at ease with because, listen, we have to do things differently, all right? I can't sit down and eat a bunch of food. I can't, and nor do I want to, but neither can any type 1. We have to be on a, low-carb diet. You don't have to be, but if you want normal sugars and you want to keep the complications away, then that's what you have to do. And so how do you treat your type 1 diabetes with a new person coming in your life, whether I'm going to say a new guy or girl? You have to explain to them. You can't just leave it. And, your blood sugar could drop and they don't know what to do. So, and maybe you do, or maybe you're in a situation where you you need some help, right? And that's okay. So I am a big firm believer in making sure you share with your new sweetheart coming in what diabetes is and how it affects you. And you can downplay it, that's fine, but be honest, be transparent. Because the way you set this up for you and your guy or you and your girl is the way you're going to always be, all right, being transparent. And I promise you this, I was with somebody, we broke up a few years ago, and I've met somebody, and so I'm not sure what will happen there, but we'll see. But one of the things that I am a firm believer in is always being transparent. And I remember telling my guys that I've dated in the past when they became close to me. And what does close mean? When we were seeing each other exclusively, or we were getting to that point, then I just, I would tell them about my diabetes. And sometimes I would tell them right off the get-go, from the get-go, and what that means and how it affects me, right? Because I remember, running in a Christmas run, how they have their Merry Christmas runs. Usually we have them in every big city. And my sugar dropped. And the guy that I was dating, because he knew what my sugar looked like when it was dropping, he was able to help me. And do I need anybody to help me? No. I live by myself now. And as I said, I just met somebody. So we'll see what happens there. But I, most of the time, I have a daughter and she lives on her own. But most of the time, I know how to handle it myself. But I also want to make sure that I don't shock my new guy as he's coming in. And I don't know if this guy will be it, but, I feel a closeness to him that I haven't felt in a long time. And so that's a good feeling. And I want to make sure that he understands all about diabetes and how he can help me. I mean, what I always do is I tell him what to look out for. I was watching a TV show the other day, and the girl, and it was like Married at First Sight, and the girl, she's so funny. She said, listen, if I act a little kooky, And she goes, and I act like I'm not here. Just remember, it's just my blood sugar. Just get me some sugar and I'll be fine. You type ones, you know what I'm talking about. I'm a type one. And we all have something. We just do. And nobody's perfect. We're all perfect in our imperfection. And so embrace it. Embrace what you got. And just remember that your guy or your girl will embrace it too. How you react to it, how you share it with them, they'll take up your banner, how you want to handle it. And you just make sure you tell them. Is it a big deal? No, it's not. But if you don't take care of yourself, it is. You know that. So, you know, if you don't want to, you don't want to get involved with somebody and then not take care of your blood sugars, and 10 years later you're having complications, or 20 years or 40 years, whatever. You don't have to have complications anymore, because the way that having the proper diet, exercise, and mindset will keep that away. All right. So just know that. And how do you get a better mindset? Well, you know, one of the things that I do is I have a journal that I write in when I first wake up in the morning. And this morning I wrote in my journal, there's always a solution to every legitimate problem that you have, always. And no matter how difficult it is, there's always a solution. And then the next one I wrote is, we allow temporary defeat to give us a full-blown failure attitude instead of just learning from it and moving on. And so that's something right there. And so I'm reading some things, you know, like I read 30 minutes a day. I read Audible. Okay, listen to Audible because I can multitask. So feast. Okay, what am I reading right now? Fast, feast, and repeat. And it's a great book. Okay, because it goes into fasting for type ones and not intermediate fasting. So you know, not full fasting, like sloppy fasting. You can't do that. And how to do it. And what to eat, and it breaks it down per meal and all that. So that's something that I'm interested in. I want to take care of myself. So reading 30 minutes a day, okay, a book that will help your mind grow, help you grow, that's key. And then also, what are three, doing affirmations. And, you know, do your affirmations. One of my affirmations is, I take care of myself. I am allowing myself to have, my business is growing, I'm getting more clients, and I'm grateful for that. And that is one of my affirmations. And so I'm grateful for the clients that I'm getting, receiving as a new type 1, and I'm not new to diabetes, 48 years, but I decided to change everything, or actually God really led me in this direction, and to change everything and to be a type 1 diabetic coach. And that's what I'm doing, or T1D, that's what they call it now. And so that's cool. But I also make sure that I read my book, read something every day. It helps you grow. I'm reading a book by Napoleon Hill now. It's a great book. So he's written a few books, so check them out. I love Napoleon Hill. He is the person that bought Working on Yourself, you know, in the forefront of, in the beginning of, in 1920 something, I can't remember now, but I want to take care of my mind like I take care of my body. And so that's something I want to share with you guys. So you want to do that. And then what is something else you share with your new sweetheart, or your old sweetheart, however you look at it. But as I said, I want to reiterate this, be transparent, read 30 minutes a day in a book that will build your mind, right? And prayer and faith. This is key. Instead of praying for something new, I want $6 million. I don't know. I'm teasing a little bit. Just say, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the money that you give me this month. Thank you for my health. Really, really do that, because whatever you talk about and are thankful for, I promise you, it's going to be part of your new mantra of your new reality, when you start thanking God for, you know, for what he's already given you, be grateful for that. And that's key right there. But what it will do, it will bring new things to you, brand new things to you, prayer and being grateful. This morning I say, God, thank you so much for my health. Thank you so very much for letting my my sugars, I said, my sugars are always between 80 and 123. That's what I like to keep them at, right? And so that's, I said, thank you for letting my sugars be that, because, you know, I've got the sensor and I test it all the time. So what I'm saying to you is be thankful, you know, tell God thank you for what you, you know, thank you for that money that you got this month. Thank you for the beautiful peace that you have being with your family. Thank you for the vacation that you guys are taking together. Thank you for the meal that you're eating at night with each other or in the morning. But be thankful and be grateful, because I'm going to tell you something. When you practice that, being thankful and grateful and thanking God for all the gifts you already have, and then I'm going to share with you one thing, that he will give you more. He will, because you're grateful for what you have already. And that is super important, because he, as I said, he will give you more and he'll bring it to you sooner rather than later. And that's key and that's important. So those are some keys that I want to share with you. You know, by the way, I would, I'm sorry. One of the things that I wanted to share with you is that you, whatever you want to do, and you focus on that, okay? But keep the negative thoughts out. I don't have this. I don't have money. I don't have this. How am I going to get it? I heard of a story recently. This guy, he got the money that he needed and for his business venture, and he said, I just didn't give up. He said, I spent all day on the phone for, well, 3 days, and he found somebody to invest. But it, whatever you, there's no project that is too difficult for you to have. And there is a, you know, no matter how difficult the situation or the setback, it's only a setback, okay? That's it. It's not where you have to live, but you're there for a minute. And then I promise you, if you see, like I said, if you see yourself, you know, getting out of it better, much better. And one of the things that I know is that you're in a temporary situation, okay? Temporary setback, but it's not forever. It's just right now, and you will come out of it. But one of the things that you do is that you keep your thoughts high. You keep your desires there. You don't think about what you don't have and that you're angry that you don't have it. Think about what you're getting. Think about what you're creating, because with those thoughts that you're having, you're creating your new reality, all right? And how you can start that is be thankful for what you have right now today that you're grateful for, okay? Your health, you know, whatever that means to you, your job, right? Because it's putting food on the table, your new business, it's taking off. And see that business taking off, and I promise you it will. The other thing is that, you know, just as I said, be grateful. I hope that makes sense to you guys and everything, and I appreciate you more than you know. And, you know, I want to help. And I'm going to do a workshop very soon about how to create and make things happen in your life, and having faith and increasing your faith and having knowledge from God and the angels and Jesus and Holy Spirit, how you can have that and grow with it, right? Wouldn't that be great to have those that kind of people or beings in your life, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and the angels, God's angels? I'm telling you, it's nothing you can't do. Anyway, I hope this doesn't sound too out there for you, because I know that sometimes we get afraid that we're way out there, but God likes it when we pray and when we are grateful for things, not things, new things that we want, but that things we already have. Make sure you are grateful for that. I promise you, doors are going to open for you. Whatever you focus on will grow, right? So be careful and, you know, what you focus on, not what you don't have and how angry you are that somebody else got it, but what you do have. Okay? Anyway, I hope that this makes sense to you guys, and I appreciate you with all my heart, and thank you for listening. Take care.